This is Hacking, a beginner's guide to your first computer hack. Learn to crack a wireless network, basic security penetration, made easy and step-by-step Kali Linux. Written by Kevin White. Read by Matt Montanez. Introduction. I want to thank you and congratulate you for downloading the audiobook Hacking, a beginner's guide to your first computer hack. Learn to crack a wireless network, basic security penetration made easy, and step-by-step Kali Linux. This audio program contains proven steps and strategies on how to hack a wireless network, carry out a penetration test, and protect yourself and company from hackers and so much more. It also gives an insight to the activities of hackers and ways to counter their attacks. Thanks again for downloading this book. I hope you enjoy it. Chapter 1. What is hacking? Computers are very useful in most of our daily affairs. It has often been tagged a necessity for the success of any business. Most companies have their private data or corporate data stored up somewhere or being transferred over the internet and led to exposure to cyber criminals who are out to exploit them through a process known as hacking. The knowledge of hacking can help protect businesses and individuals from these attacks. Hacking is a way of accessing a computer's privacy or network system with the aim of altering its behavior and functions. Prior to this times, hacking has always had a positive meaning used to describe intellectual, smart, technical approach to computer solutions. Hacking involves taking advantage of the computer's weakness to access vital information on the computer. Hacking and cracking mean different things. Most of the malicious attacks usually attributed to hacking are formally known as cracking, and this has overshadowed the positive aspects of hacking. This distinction is hardly found outside the technical field, as everything that threatens the security of computer is generally termed hacking. A person who identifies weak points in a computer and network system with the sole aim of gaining access is known as a hacker. Everyone has the right to privacy, and this simply means that you are in charge of the amount of information you give out about yourself. With the use of the internet, some information about you are stuck on different servers for websites you must have access. It is important you protect yourself against fraudulent individuals, cyber criminals, and malicious agents before you get into trouble. Hackers can have this access because of the internet without considering properly the privacy of internet users. You can also describe hacking as a way of protecting your right to privacy. The process of hacking started with good intentions, but now it has mostly been associated with negative activities such as identity theft, credit card theft, and all others. What comes to mind when the word hacking is said is always negative, especially to a novice in the field. No doubt, hacking has been used to commit a lot of crimes on websites, network, and some other commercial fields. Hacking has also been used in discovering loopholes in a system of preventing a lot of these crimes as well. There are security specialists whose job is to counter the attacks of these cyber criminals. Many more have been done by these specialists in preventing malicious attacks than has been said. They are known as the white hat, while the others in the other category are called the black hats. Both possessing the same level of knowledge and skill in computer affairs, while the white hats decides to use this knowledge positively, they are using it the other way around. Softwares usually have loopholes. They both look for these holes, with one aiming at averting the problems that will arise from the lapses and the other, black hats, trying to take advantage of the loopholes at the detriment of the user. Hacking, like every other technical stuff, will demand your full dedication and interest and also a desire and a craving for knowledge and advancement. If your goal is to be a hacker, prepare to be dedicated. What kind of hacker would you like to be? Make your choice from the options below. Hackers are usually qualified based on their hacking goals. Script kiddie. Script kiddies refers to those who have no intention of learning from any hacking job done. They are neither innovative nor creative. They are simply satisfied with discovering the tricks used by hackers and doing nothing else but that. They are only capable of undertaking tasks that involve repeating processes used by others. Even though they familiarize themselves with tools created by others, they would do nothing to create their own tool, be better than a script kiddie. Black hat. These are the troublemakers, who are only interested in exploiting people for selfish reasons such as greed, hate, and even to show off their skills. They are involved in all types of cybercrimes, ranging from stealing data and identities to credit card information and money. They are the reason lots of money is being used up today for sustaining cybersecurity. Viruses, malware, and trojans serve as inroads to the user's computers through which these hackers operate. Don't be a black hat hacker. White hat. White hat hackers are the angels whose actions are solely backed up by good intentions. They are directed at enhancing system security through hacking. One of the ways through which they do this is by penetration testing. Penetration testing involves accessing a system for loopholes, lapses, or vulnerability and patching them up before the black hat guys come along the same route to exploit them. Since the hacking process is the same for the both guys, they are most likely going to be discovering vulnerabilities. It now depends on who gets there first. More people are picking interest in the field of software security and has resulted in its massive growth. There's a lot of room for you in the field of cybersecurity. Don't miss out on this one. Gray hat hackers. These are the hackers whose actions are driven by the situation at hand. They are not known for being either positive or negative. They do things mostly for fun, irrespect of what it is. They also engage in the search for vulnerabilities in a system with no intent of exploiting it, but for the fame or thrill that goes with it. In a bid to do this, they often violate the law because the law frowns at anything that has to do with invading a system's privacy. Hacktivists. Hacktivists are social hackers who fight against injustice and uphold the rights of individuals through their hacking skills. They use their hacking skills to get their voice heard. They may attack a website to get supporters for a particular case that has been treated unfairly. They are concerned about the interest of the people and do not mind using their skills to pursue this interest. This, though positive, may sometimes violate the law. They sometimes carry out illegal actions to get their voice heard. It is their own way of delivering justice. Renowned hacktivists includes WikiLeaks, LoseSec. Which of the categories have you considered worth belonging to? Still indifferent? Bear in mind that hacking follows the same process in all the categories, but the intent is what makes the difference. Where will you channel all the efforts to? Also remember that it involves being practical. Less theory, more practical. But before we can do that, let's get you all set up with a virtual machine so that you don't accidentally wreck your computer. Safety first, right? Chapter 2. Hacking Wireless Network. A wireless network is a network used to connect two or more devices or computers. It makes use of radio waves. It is done at the physical layer of the OSI model. Wireless Network Authentication. With the wireless network turned on, any device can connect to any available wireless network. Wireless networks are easily accessible to any device within its reach, and it is for this reason that most wireless networks come with a password to prevent free access. Authentication techniques which are commonly used are the WEP and the WPA. WEP. WEP stands for Wired Equivalent Privacy. It is targeted at providing a privacy level that is similar to the wired network privacy. It secures data by encryption as passes through the internet to keep it safe from intruders. The IEEE 802.11 WLAN standards brought about its existence. WEP authentication. Open System Authentication, OSA, this method is determined by the Laid Down Access Policy. WEP with the OSA only grants access to station authentication requesting if it matches the configured policy. Shared Key Authentication, SKA. In this method, an encrypted challenge is sent to station. The station then responds by encrypting its key with the challenge. The system now checks if the encrypted challenge in the response corresponds with the AP value. WEP vulnerability. The flaws and lapses of WEP are listed below. 1. The tool used to check the integrity of the packets is the cyclic redundancy check, CRC32. This tool is not good enough because the contents of the packets can be altered after capturing two packets. Though these bits are encrypted, the attacker may modify the encrypted packets so it is not rejected. This leads to unauthorized access to the network. 2. WEP makes use of stream ciphers, which are created by the RC4 encryption algorithm, to create stream ciphers. The stream cipher input consists of an IV, initial value, and a secret key. The initial value has a total length of 24 bits, while the secret key has a length of 40 and 104 bits. Following this, the total length of the stream cipher created is either 64 bits or 128 bits long. For an increased security level, keep a higher security key. They are usually more difficult to crack. 3. Keys management system is decentralized, making the WEP not that flexible on larger networks. Try to change your keys using a WEP on a large network will give you a clearer view of how difficult it can be. 4. Weak initial values as well as the lower secret keys are usually poorly encrypted when sent, and this increases their vulnerability to cyber crimes. 5. Dictionary attacks can easily be done on WEP because it makes use of passwords. These flaws in the WEP initiated the building of the WPA. WPA. The acronym WPA stands for Wi-Fi Protected Access. The Wi-Fi Alliance created it to fill up the loopholes found in the WEP. It also encrypts data like the WEP, but its initial value doubles that of WEP. Unlike the WEP, where keys can be reused for encrypting packets, WPA only uses temporal keys. WPA weaknesses. 1. Denial of service can gain quick access to the system. Pre-shared keys use passphrases. 2. The collision avoidance. Implementation may be altered. 3. Passphrases, which are used for WPA, are also vulnerable to dictionary attacks. Wireless network hacking. Cracking wireless network WEP-WPA keys. WEP and WPA keys that determine the accessibility of any wireless network. Cracking this network types for access is possible, especially when the network of interest is very active. It is more difficult to crack inactive networks. Cracking these softwares have been made possible with the availability of softwares and hardware resources such as Metasploit, OffCrack, Wireshark, AirCrackNG, and others. Patience is also required for the cracking process. How to crack wireless networks? WEP cracking. Cracking involves taking advantage of the computer security weakness in wireless networks.